Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
Is a noun. It's a word that describes an action. And it's an action of fixing the boundaries or limits of a particular thing. The amazing thing about demarcation is when the animal world participates in demarcation, they'll urinate over a particular boundary to establish their area, their region, since the animal kingdom relies on scents a lot. Where another animal can smell that scent, they know not to cross that line or that this belongs to someone or someone's been here. we're learning during this pandemic that it's okay to narrow your circles, because Christ also narrowed his circles when the time came to find sanity, which was a subtitle for this lesson about sanity. And I'm going to describe sanity by describing insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You're consistent, but you're consistently failing with the same circle of people. It's important during this time of change and transition to realize how much you can actually live without the people, the places, spending of money, the excessive spending of money, and the frivolity of it all. And isolation actually gives you a time to look into yourself. You find out exactly what demons we need to conquer and struggle, what things we need to grow up and put away. Dealing with sanity is kind of interesting right now, because a lot of people are not quite able to deal with themselves or the people that they are around, spouses, mates, children, family. The decisions they've made are staring them in the face since they've been quarantined. Did a lesson called Quarantine Cocoon. Quarantine can also be the isolation that a caterpillar experiences right before transformation into a butterfly and ready to take on its next journey in life and fly. It's called a metamorphosis. It's called a change. So change is constant, and it might be time for you to change your circle. See, narrowing the circle can be messy, just like the urinating to establish a boundary of demarcation and tell people, listen, I'm tired of you using me, taking advantage of me, or not celebrating me or helping me celebrate my life. Now, I need you to lose some worry and lose some fear, because there's something you hear every day that you need to dispel, and that is that life is short. If you live that way every day, you live in a panic and you live in a hurry and you don't stop and smell the flowers. Life is long. Some of you have lived 50 years and might get another 50. And only what you do for others and for Christ will last. You will not keep your sanity repetitively doing the same things that have not produced any results. So it may be time to do a 180 degree turn and go in a different direction while you have the resources, because you're not spending as much money, while you have the time to study, research, and equip yourself, and to transform yourself physically and spiritually so that you might evolve as that butterfly. Establish your lines of demarcation, no matter how messy it may be. It's okay to narrow your circle, create your new reality, and lose the delusion of social media, all media, because they don't define you. We're not trying to keep up with the Joneses or the neighbors. We are destroying comparative self-worth. Take a breath this morning. 2020 has been a roller coaster ride. I know it has been for me to lose a parent, to go through relationship transitions. And what we're all experiencing as a world and a country, is this the beginning of the end? Well, if you would unplug for a minute from the matrix, from society, because it's been designed to create cognitive dissonance in you. And then when we remove all the inspirational possibilities that come from worship in a group gathering, working out in a group gathering, and the ability for you to go out and just enjoy the air and sunshine, when those accoutrements are taken away from you, you have become a petri dish for depression, oppression, and suicide. You don't have to allow that to happen to you. Take control of your life today. You can get out, walk, run, jog without fear, because it's a strong immune system that will stave off any virus. And your immune system becomes stronger as your soul and spirit become stronger, and you begin to thrive with what you put in your body and what you put into your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Social media, the news, the media does not define your existence. You must keep your sanity by not being involved in insanity, which is doing the same things with the same people and making the same mistakes. Draw your lines of demarcation. Find out those that are valuable to you. Deal with those. Help those that need the help. But you can't change nobody till you change yourself. I'm the preacher. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. For me, he lives in-